And though we probably won't get to it today, please read ahead, because there's going to be an explanation of some of the context for Paul's writing, as well as a reminder of who we owe, the King James Bible translation, who we owe for that. The house advanceth in Prince. The worst thing you can do, says Prince, is to give up your power to choose, by which we must understand that the worst thing we can do is to give up our power of reflection, of thinking it through. Even more stunning than the selection of Paul for carrying forward of the doctrine of Jesus is the selection of Prince for solving the dilemma of Socrates, of class, for solving how to jumpstart our thought process by assessing, addressing, and fixing the problem of our being, we class-caught humans, continuously derailed when we try to ride that love train to freedom that the prophets painstakingly built for us. Quoting Paul, "But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who hath builded his house hath more honor than his house. For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things, including these bodies we walk around in, is God." The infinite love, that which goes on forever. And Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. But Christ has a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast. If we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm until the end. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness. Quoting from the Epistle Hebrews, which is the last one in the Bible, and I'm not certain if it was the last written. Sounds like it, as we'll be talking about. What, say the ancestors, keeps getting in the way of your nature of righteousness being expressed? Expose the bare bones of it. And we must answer sex and the secrecy and dishonesty around it and the ability of rule to get rid of the righteous using agents as tools. The solution, Prince. Oversimplification? I say yes, but I'm still thinking about that. Yes, because power has layered so many lies over lies across the millennia on top of that strategy that we're born into an immensely sticky, icky web of duplicity designed to mire us as we try to sort out the same mess generation after generation, but nonetheless, millennia of power's successful use of it, this strategy, along with the ever popular with power corruption and its many armies of bred and bought agents to undermine our confidence that there is such a thing as righteousness, as opposed to rapacity and the need for strong leaders to contain it, means we needed to confront this tactic with the truth in such a way that our answer could not, as before, be co-opted, rewritten, or refuted. How's our prophet doing? Stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Until next week, I love you. Peace.